Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. A big topic on the table right now is nationwide year-round access to E15, a solution that puts more corn into the fuel supply, gives consumers more choice at the pump, and strengthens the long-term outlook for farmers. Joining us today is Bradley Shad, CEO of Missouri Corn, to break down what E15 is, why it matters to your operation, and how this effort fits into a bigger long-term strategy for corn demand. Bradley, thank you so much for joining us today. And let's just start off with those basics for growers who hear E15. We talk about it a lot. What exactly is it, and how is it different from fuel blends that we see all around?
Honestly and truly, it's not much different than what the fuel blends that we have today. It's just 5% more ethanol. Some people get concerned whenever you talk about E15 and adding more ethanol to it. But in reality, the EPA all the way back in 2013 deemed it as substantially similar. And that's where we are today. We've got to get some legislation passed that makes E15 legal to be sold year round. And so it's really not a whole lot different. We want it to be treated the same as E10, to where consumers and retailers have certainty in the market.
So when dealing with that certainty, a big part of that would be year round, as you were just mentioning. Why does that matter so much to corn farmers, especially when there are times like now where there are very tight margins?
You're exactly right. There are very tight margins out there in the countryside today, and we're doing everything we can to increase markets, whether that be trade globally or right here at home, with getting certainty in the market for E15 and higher ethanol blends. You know, we've got a lot of consumers that want E15, and we want to make sure that they have the capability of purchasing that fuel. But right now, there's an old, what we call a blend wall in place, that doesn't allow retailers to sell E15 in the summertime months. Due to an outdated regulation that was put in during the Clean Air Act in 1992, we've got to change the label during the summertime blends, where consumers get confused. And whenever consumers get confused, they don't tend to buy what they've always purchased. And we want them to purchase E15 if they want to. It just gives the opportunity for them to purchase it. And so we're trying to get legislation enacted. And hopefully by the next time we have this conversation, we'll actually have some big news to announce.
Bradley, taking the basics with that note you just made about year-round access, I think of some of the states that do have year-round access already available. And when you pull up to those gas stations, you'll see quite a variety of choices you can take from the pump. And there are different marketing strategies some are doing with that. Some make it look like just your basic E10. You can't really tell from nozzle to nozzle. And then others are making them all different color-coded. Is this marketing strategy also an important aspect for how corn farmers can show off their product?
Yeah, absolutely. Certain retailers are proud of the fact that they're selling E15. They want to make sure and let people know that they're supporting agriculture and the future of our country, that helps build rural economies, helps build jobs in rural America. And so it's definitely marketing. We just want people to realize and know that E15 is safe. It's no different than putting E10 in your car. It's been proven that way. EPA has done more study on E15 than any other fuel ever produced in the United States. They ran millions and millions of miles on E15 and even E20 doing testing with Department of Energy, and had no significant failures. They actually had more engines fail on E0 in older cars than what they did on E15. And so to go to that fact, you know, we're very proud. We're very sure of our product, that it is safe to use in your car. And so a lot of retailers have said, you know, we know it's safe as well. And so we don't need to distract from the fact that we're selling gasoline. E15 is substantially similar and can be used in all vehicles 2001 and newer, which are a majority of the cars that we have on the road today. It's like over 90% of the cars today are legally allowed to use E15. And so it's just a marketing strategy, and we want consumers to know that it's safe to use, and those retailers are wanting to do it as well.
So the reason why E15 is a topic nationally is there's some legislation folks are working on, and a lot of it is focusing on removing barriers to access ethanol. Why is that an important distinction for both farmers and the folks looking to buy fuel?
Absolutely. It's just one brick we're taking out of the blend wall that has been put up by many, many years of oil interest and environmental interest that has been put in place to block access to the greenest, most abundant source of fuel that we have today in the world globally, and that is ethanol. We consume approximately 15 billion gallons here in the United States. You look at Brazil, their minimum percent ethanol is close to E30, and we're seeing more and more countries demanding higher blends of ethanol of their retailers and of their consumers because it's a cleaner source and helps the air quality in those countries. And so we're putting forward legislation just to allow E15. And that has been on the table ever since they passed the substantially similar waiver request that had been submitted by Growth Energy and Corn States and others back in 2013. We need Congress to act and do their job, make sure that consumers have the ability to fill up on a cheaper renewable resource that is made right here in the Midwest.
Bradley, we just were talking about expanding that access, but how does that then turn into actual demand that would make it so farmers have more of their corn being purchased for the use of ethanol?
It just gives 5% more allowability in the marketplace today. But ultimately, it breaks down and gives certainty for the auto manufacturers to show, hey, these guys are serious. There's opportunity out here that we can build engines that actually meet a higher quality fuel standard, which is like an octane standard. Because ethanol's inherent nature of being high octane, you're looking about 113 octane for E98. Because of that inherent advantage of octane, they see an opportunity to better their engines and get better fuel economy for consumers, which is what the consumers are demanding. They're not necessarily wanting an electric vehicle. They want an internal combustion engine that gets better fuel economy, because that's what the infrastructure out there is built on. And we have been working hard with the retail industry as well as the auto industry to take advantage of the inherent benefits that ethanol provides. And so you can get better fuel economy, better emissions, and EV-like power and emission standards out there today, that you can use hybrid technology and a more efficient internal combustion engine powering that to give you the benefit to get down the road with better fuel economy.
E15 is more of an immediate issue that folks at Missouri Corn are looking at and working towards. And it can be described as a near-term solution for some demand and margin problems that farmers are looking to have solved. What is a step that's further down the road, ethanol-wise? How do you plan, or what are you looking at in your plans for longer-term market changes?
Yeah, longer-term market changes, we're definitely looking at the octane standard, which I mentioned just a little bit ago. And an octane standard would basically pair both the fuel and the engine technology together to give consumers the benefit of better fuel economy, less emissions, and meeting the standards that are put forward by EPA today, and help build a car that consumers want, that is reliable, and has the benefit of going long distances with quick refueling. We have seen that consumers like electric vehicles, but they like internal combustion engines better whenever they're going on their daily commutes or long drives. And we've seen that in the marketplace today. We're just not selling as many EVs as required by the federal government. And so we need a standard that helps meet the needs of consumers, but yet helps cleaner air as well. And so we're working on that with an octane standard with some of the industry. And we want to make sure that we can bring that legislation to fruition, just like we have with many years in the past of bringing the renewable fuel standard forward and other things that help benefit rural economies out.
I think you just covered it, but let's just sum it up a little bit with Missouri Corn's role, along with the national partners you guys work with on getting E15 year-round across the country. What is going on there, and how close are we to getting that done?
Well, I hope we're really close. We've got a lot going on, a lot at stake here. We've been to D.C. On a regular basis. We've got some champions in Congress right now. We're very proud of the fact that we've got some good congressmen right here in Missouri that have signed on to the legislation to make sure that this happens. They're being stalwarts and reaching out to leadership to make sure we get this passed And I hope that in the near future, we'll have E15 accomplished and hopefully have an octane standard introduced soon. If we are able to get E15 accomplished, we're moving right on to the next barrier. And that opportunity is an octane standard that we have before us. And so we're going to be pushing right after we get one done on to the next.
Bradley, what can corn growers do right now in Missouri to help with this process?
Well, first and foremost, if you're not a member, we'd love to have you as a member so you're made aware of what's going on, what we're working on, and how we're working for you. But secondly, make your voice heard. We've got some great congressmen and women that come back to the state and listen, have listening sessions, and reach out to them. Make sure that your voice is heard. But we're in contact with them regularly. We're your voice at the table. So whenever you can't be, we are there. And we want to make sure that you have that opportunity for your voice to be heard.
With us is Missouri Corn CEO Bradley Shad, talking about the importance of nationwide year-round E15. Bradley, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm David Geiger, your host with Missouri Corn Talk. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Learn more about the programs working on your behalf at mocorn.org or on our social channels.